Paulus will be opening to us Psalm 124, so I ask you to turn to Psalm 124 and we'll be reading the whole psalm. Psalm 124 is titled, Our Help is in the Name of the Lord, a song of ascent of David. Hear the word of the Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be here, to worship God together with all of you here, and also with you who are following this service through the streamings. Thank you for the Angklung team who have accompanied me to serve God this morning here. We have read the Word of God from Psalm 124. Before we learn the Word of God, let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus and the salvation in him you have given to us who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you this morning and also to listen to your word. We know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light for our path. We pray that you will open the mouth of your servant to proclaim the word in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that the same Holy Spirit will open the hearts of its hearers here assembled to receive your holy word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. In a potato farm outside of Queensland, there is a custom for farmers to get together during harvest time. They separate the good and big potatoes from the bad and small ones before they load them to trucks separately and carry them to the market. One day, one of the potato farmers didn't take to separate the good potatoes from the bad ones. He just loaded all the potatoes to a big truck, mixing the big ones and the small ones, the good ones and the bad ones. And then he intentionally took a bumpy and rocky route on the way to the market. When he arrived at the market, people were amazed that the good potatoes got separated from the bad ones. The good potatoes were all on top of the potato pile. And the bad ones, small potatoes, were all at the bottom of the pile. Somehow, the bumpy road separated the good quality potatoes from the small and bad ones. Life is often like that. The bumpy road of life separates true believers, those with good quality faith, from those who are not true believers. Between those whose faith keep growing and getting stronger, and those whose faith tend to shrink and die. The bumpy road of life has many forms. It could be a financial challenge. It could be marital or family problems. It could be sickness because of cancer, heart problem, COVID, and others. It could be problems of sins and temptations. Fear or worry about future, suffering because of war, just like millions of people who are currently suffering because of what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. The question is, when God allows you to go through the bumpy road of life, will you find yourself as true believers with good, genuine faith? Will you come up as victors, like the good quality potatoes? Or will you find yourself drowned and sunk to the bottom, buried under the problem of life? I believe God wants you, God wants me, God wants us to live victorious over life's problems. One part of God's word that teaches us to live victorious over life's problem is Psalms 124. Psalms 124 is part of a collection of pilgrimage songs in the book of Psalms, namely Psalms 120 to 134. These pilgrimage songs are also known as pilgrim psalms. These psalms were sung by the people of Israel while ascending Mount Zion to their way to Jerusalem, and also when they worshiped the Lord in the temple. Psalms 124 basically teaches us that in living a life of worship to God, both in corporate worship and in daily life, we need to always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, why in living a life of worship to God do we need to always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth? Firstly, because we are always under enemy attack. You are always under enemy attack. The people of Israel sang Psalms 124 written by David as they traveled to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. Therefore, this psalm begins with the title, A Song of Ascents of David. On their pilgrimage to Jerusalem, they would pass through the hills of Zion, where at that time many dangers threatened them. Both robbers or wild beasts could attack them at any time. Luke chapter 10 verse 30 recorded a man who came down from Jerusalem to the city of Jericho, passing through the hills of Zion and experiencing robbery and persecution on the way. This illustrates the spiritual truth that God's people who live a life of worship of God are always under threat of an enemy attack who wants to overthrow them. Our enemy always wants to drag us into various sins, keep us away from God. Psalms 124 describes the enemy attacks in the following expressions. Verse 2, when people rose up against us. Verse 3, they would have swallowed us up alive. Their anger was kindled against us. In verses 6 and 7 describes God's people who will be devoured by their enemy, and like birds, they are trapped in bird's snare. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 reminds us, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. For that, we must always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord Jesus, who made heaven and earth. When I was in my third year studying theology in Indonesia, I was sent by the seminary to intern in a small town in East Java. The name of the city is Tulungagung. For those of you who are from Indonesia, you know this city, Tulungagung. I went to that city with great enthusiasm, knowing that I was given the opportunity to spread the gospel. Arriving at the church in Tulungagung, I was given a small bedroom in the back of the church building. One night, at about 11 o'clock at night, when I was about to go to sleep, I suddenly felt tugging at my leg. I was in between asleep and awakened. I wasn't fully asleep. When I felt the tugging at my leg, I was thinking to myself, this must be because I'm too tired. Then I went back to sleep. But then, the feeling of my leg being tugged and pulled happened again. I opened my eyes, but I saw nobody. Then I realized this must be the work of an evil spirit. At the time, I remembered that a friend of mine once reminded me that in the area where I stayed, he too was harassed by the evil spirit. To be honest, I started to feel scared. But I forced myself to pray while reminding myself that my help is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, go away whatever evil spirit that is harassing me. After a while, I felt quite calm and slowly laid down again. And thank God, I was not harassed anymore and was able to sleep soundly until morning. That experience reminds me that we, God's people, who live to worship and serve God, must always be prepared to get attacked by enemy. Maybe it doesn't look like an evil spirit tugging at my leg. Things like this rarely happen in the big cities, such as in Perth. But the attacks of the evil spirits are often stealthily and unpredictably. It could be like the invisible coronavirus that suddenly brought you and me into various temptations and sins. For that, we need to always remember and rely on God, whom we know in Jesus Christ, our only helper, who will enable us to overcome attacks of the enemy who want to drag us down into various sins. Now, secondly, based on Psalms 124, let us learn why in a living a life worship to God, both in corporate worship and also in daily life, do we need to always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Secondly, because without the help of the Lord, we are helpless. You are helpless. Without the help from God, we are powerless against the attack of our enemies. We will be like the small bad quality potatoes, which when they are transported by trucks through rocky roads, sink to the bottom of the pile. Let us look at Psalms 124, verses 2 to 7. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. Apparently, Psalms 124 was sung back and forth between a leader and the Israelites who were on pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem, and also when they worshiped God in the temple. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. These sentences in Psalms 124 use the structure of if, then. This structure emphasizes the truth that because of God's help, the Israelites were not destroyed by their enemies. The terms, the flood and the raging waters, not only refer to disturbances in the pilgrimage journey of God's people, but also relate to the Israelites who came out of Egypt and wanted to cross the Red Sea because they were being chased by Pharaoh and his army. Without God's help, the Israelites were actually hopeless. It was only with God's help that the Israelites were saved from destruction. This truth is further affirmed in verses 6 and 7, where the writer of Psalms 124 describes, David describes the help of God for his people from the attack of the enemy, and that they are like a bird is freed from a bird's snare. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. In principle, this truth is parallel with Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 7. Our situation, while still outside of Christ, is described in verses 1 to 3, Ephesians chapter 2, as helpless and without hope. We were dead in the trespasses and sins. Then God's help in Christ for us is stated in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7, starting with the word B-U-T, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which He loved us, with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. A few years ago, I was in a car accident. As I was driving at about 60 kilometers per hour at an intersection in Success suburb area, there was a car from the opposite direction that suddenly turned right and cut me off. I didn't have enough time to stop my car, so I hit the car. I was completely in shock, and the airbag of my car, when it deployed, made the situation even more shocking to me. My glasses bounced off of me, so I slowly took my glasses and got out of the car. It turned out that the car that I hit was driven by a tall and big man who was eating McDonald's burger while driving. When the guy saw me getting out of the car, he picked up his burger that fell on the floor of his car. And then, in a fit of rage, he threw the burger at me. Luckily, I was able to dodge, so the burger didn't hit me. But the man then rushed toward me with his angry face. I was just confused at that time. And I really didn't know what to do. But suddenly, three able-bodied young men came to my rescue. As the angry guy rushed to me, one of these young men ran towards us, shouting and making hand gestures to stop the angry man. "Stop! Stop! He is my priest! He is my pastor!" the young man said. It turned out that the three young men recognized me as pastor from WBC Bull Creek. So they calmed down the angry man and talked with him nicely. And I was saved from the anger of the man whose car I hit. This incident on the road reminded me of an important spiritual lesson, which is that only because of God's help we can be saved and not be crushed by the problems of our lives. And God's help is often beyond our minds. We who should perish because of sin are saved. We who are supposedly to experience death and eternal punishment are helped because Jesus rescued us. Whatever the problem in your life, whether it is related to sin or related to the suffering of life or the fear of death, remember that there is sure help in Jesus Christ our Lord. He had suffered. He had taken our sins. And he had experienced death. But he rose again, showing his victory over the problems of human life. In Jesus, we who are helpless are redeemed and made strong. Next, lesson number 3, based on Psalms 124, let us learn why in living a life of worship to God, both in corporate worship and in our daily life, do we need to always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thirdly, because God's help never ceases. God's help never ceases. God's help is not only occasional or applies only in the past, but applies continuously, including in the present and in the future, throughout our lives. It never ceases. So even though the enemy attacks us relentlessly, God's help is also relentless, so that we can continue to rely on him and experience a victorious life continuously. Psalms 124, verse 8 says, "Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." The word Lord with all capital L-O-R-D, that's Yahweh or Jehovah, is used 4 times in Psalm 124. In verse 1, mentioned, "If it had not been the Lord," Yahweh. Verse 2, "If it had not been the Lord," Jehovah. Verse 6, "Blessed be the Lord." Verse 8, "Our help is in the name of the Lord." The name of the Lord is the name of our God, revealed by God himself to Moses as recorded in Exodus 3, 13 to 15. God declares himself as "I am who I am." God who is always there. So if David in Psalms 124 states that our help is in the name of the Lord, then he is the Lord who is our constant help. God whom we can rely on, and we can rely on continuously. A long time ago, I read a sticker on a car that read, "Are you afraid of tomorrow?" Jesus said, I was there. Are you afraid of tomorrow? Jesus said, I was there. At first, I thought that the grammar of the sentence was wrong. With correct grammar, the sticker should read, are you afraid of tomorrow? Jesus said, I will be there. But then when I pondered more deeply, I realized that the sentence was true. Jesus is God who is not limited by time. Even in the future, the Lord Jesus was already there. Jesus once said in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham existed, Jesus existed, and he continues to exist. So in all the struggle of our life, we can rely on the help of the Lord Jesus. He takes care of us now, in the future, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus is the God who is always ready to help us, his people, yesterday, today, in the future, and forever. There was a story that happened in Florida, America, about a mother and her teenage daughter. One day, the daughter complained to her mother that she was not feeling well. After several days, and the condition of the daughter didn't improve, the mother took the daughter to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, Edwarda, the name of the girl, fell unconscious. But before she passed out, she made her mother promise her. Edwarda said, promise you won't leave me, will you, mommy? The mother answered, of course not. I would never leave you, darling. I promise. And a promise is a promise. It turned out that it was the last conversation between the mother, 42 years old at that time, and her daughter, Edwarda, 16 years old at that time, before Edwarda went into a prolonged coma on January 1970. And the mother kept her promise. Since that day, Edwarda had never regained consciousness from her coma due to her illness. She was unconscious, not just 1 month, not just 2 months, not just 1 year, not just 2 years, but until 38 years. During that time, her mother was constantly by Edwarda's side. But at the age of 80, this loving mother finally died. Although the mother had promised never to leave her daughter, her life was limited. The daughter still lived in a coma, but the aging mother died first. Not so with God's promise to us, his people. God has promised to take care of us. He will never grow old and then die. Our helper, Jesus, did once die to bear our sins, but on the third day he rose again. And Christ, who rose from the dead, is the Lord who lives forever. What is your life struggle? Whatever your life struggles, you can live victorious if you rely on the help from the Lord Jesus Christ. Although the enemy relentlessly keeps attacking to bring us down, but his help is also relentless. Even though the enemy's attack in our life is terrible, But God's help is far more powerful. In living a life of worship to God, both in corporate worship and also in daily life, let us always remember that our help is in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. This morning, we have learned from your word about our help that is only in you. In the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, whom we know in Jesus our Lord and Savior. Help us, Lord, to always remember that our help is in you, Lord, because we are always under enemy attack. Because without help from you, we are helpless. And because your help never ceases, we can always rely on you. Please, Lord, continue to give us strength as we face challenges in our lives, that we may live victorious in you. May you use us to strengthen others as you strengthen us. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.